Thank you for tuning in to the Island Treasures podcast. We value the insights shared by our guests and host, but it's important to note that their personal experiences are intended to inform and encourage, and not to replace professional, legal, or medical advice. With that, we are ready for today's exciting episode. Welcome to Island Treasures mini podcast for caregivers. This episode is brought to you by Alongside Caregiver Consulting. And I am your host and caregiver consultant, Allison Van Shee from beautiful Vancouver Island in British Columbia, Canada. April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. And so this mini episode highlights a few excerpts from my conversation with Dr. George Ackerman. In the episode called Sharon's Son's Journey, Caregiver to Advocate. As George had been the caregiver for his mom, who had lived with Parkinson's disease for 15 years before she passed away 4 years ago. Now George is an avid advocate for Parkinson's awareness.
And now we have 15 years later, 10 years. 4 years since my mother, but when she was going through it, they have more research, and I've been honored to speak to a lot of scientists and researchers who are trying to find a cure, and they've come to realize that nutrition is important and also exercise. So moving is very important. If you move, karate, tai chi, boxing, just walking, then you're going to slow the speed of the quickness of how the disease develops. And that's very important. We partake in South Florida in a lot of the moving days where, like, Parkinson's Foundation will have an event. We'll have a little table, and we get to walk in her memory. I've had a great opportunity. We're doing the walk for moving day for Parkinson's Foundation coming soon in Boca Raton, Florida. We're also part of the American Parkinson's Disease Optimism Walk. And for the first time, I'll be participating in Hollywood, Florida, in the Michael J. Fox event, which I'm excited because that's the first time I'm getting to be able to be involved with their organization. But I was thinking we might go, there's a big walk called the Unity Walk in New York City, but it's in Central Park, the 30th anniversary in April, because April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of traveling. You know, it's hard sometimes to do that, but that's going to be really incredible. Imagine being in New York City, you know, for Parkinson's in Central Park. There's nothing like that.
On the anniversary. Yeah. And I think this podcast is going to air in April. So isn't that perfect?
Yeah, it's an important month.
George's mom was his hero for many reasons, including her tenacity living with Parkinson's disease. Now, through togetherforsharon.com, the movement created in her honor, he has a desire to reach people outside the Parkinson's community to raise awareness and understanding, and ultimately to find a cure.
But she was very brave and my hero too, because she was able in a way to be able to keep on keeping on. But she was strong for that way, but in a way I wish she had told me more. But I blame myself for not being aware for all those years, because I only knew really the last four how badly this disease, what it does to a person.
So now George advocates for those living with Parkinson's disease and strives to raise awareness about the disease. He stresses he doesn't do this for his own financial gain, and so any funds that are raised, well, they go to the Michael J. Fox Foundation, Parkinson's Foundation, and the American Parkinson's Disease Association. And speaking of Michael J. Fox, he is another of George's heroes.
And he's a hero of mine, but I'm having the opportunity. It's not a Parkinson's thing. Just happened to be a Back to the Future comic type thing. I'm going to meet Michael J. Fox, the one and only, the famous actor, the hero, the advocate. He's someone I admire because he has Parkinson's. And if you see in his movie last year, he's really opened the world because of his celebrity status and being a great human being. that, you know, there was a time in his movie he said he didn't want to tell anyone. He was ashamed. All the things that I think of my mother and everyone out there. But he, you know, put it out there. He made a movie, the first one ever last year, you know, about Parkinson's. And he's opened so many people's eyes about awareness. And I just want to thank him and I'm lucky to get a picture. That'll probably be my background picture forever on everything. I'm hoping I can mention together for Sharon, but more that a lot of the money we raise goes to Team Fox, which is his foundation. I'm going to give him a band too, but they might say no. I'm still going to do it. So hopefully no one's listening to this right now.
So what is the name of the movie that you referenced about Michael J. Fox?
It's called Still, STILL. It's all about his finger. And like one night, he has something called young onset. So one night he thought it was his finger just started, you know, moving uncontrollably. And he ignored it for a while and didn't know what it was. And that's when, you know, his journey just began.
George was able to meet him in person this year, and he was thrilled that when he gave Michael one of the Together for Sharon wristbands, not only did he accept it, but he wore it, and you can see it in the photo that was taken of both of them that is now proudly displayed on George's website. Shortly after they met, Michael J. Fox was in London, England. According to BBC.com News on February 19th of 2024, Back to the Future star Michael J. Fox, who is living with Parkinson's disease, made a surprise appearance at the BAFTAs to present the Best Film Award. He came on stage in a wheelchair, but insisted on standing up at the podium to announce the winner of the award. And Michael J. Fox received a standing ovation. And according to Fox News, he has raised awareness and over $2 billion worth of research. You can see why he is one of George's heroes. George's enthusiasm and passion for spreading awareness of Parkinson's disease are inspirational. Be sure to check out his website, togetherforsharon.com, and Michael J. Fox's documentary, Still, to get a deeper understanding of Parkinson's disease. I recognize how precious your time is, especially as caregivers. And so this mini podcast is designed just for you. And when you have more time, I invite you to listen to the full episode. And if you're in the midst of your own caregiving journey and need some supports, I invite you to tap into alongsidecaregiverconsulting.ca. Thanks for listening to this mini podcast. And thank you to George Ackerman for sharing your caregiving story and your goal to find a cure for Parkinson's disease. Take care.